Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Drag race whodunit.
The major accident on the freeway.
Was Travis Kelce's Super Bowl teammate behind the wheel? Exclusive. She was injured in the pileup.
How upset were you that the guys who were doing the racing just walked away?
Then, stranded on an island after they missed the cruise ship.
They say their cruise ship took off without them.
She tried to get back in time. It was too late and... Beverly Hills Squatters.
Inside the infamous Beverly Hills Party House. 675 people here.
It's across the street from LeBron James's dream house. And after all these sucker punch victims come forward, the new outrage.
Now a suspect has been released without bail.
What did you feel knowing that he's back out on the streets?
And conjoined twins' secret wedding. I'll hold you tight. Abby and Brittany's first dance with the groom. Then, dogs eat car. What's inside this car that's driving them into a frenzy?
Nobody believed me until they saw it on tape.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. And apologies in advance for the laryngitis. He's a member of the Super Bowl-winning Kansas City Chiefs, and now authorities reportedly are looking for him in connection with a hit-and-run investigation. Two cars were allegedly drag racing when they collided and hit other cars nearby. As Stephen Fabian reports, word is the NFL star has hired a lawyer.
Authorities are looking for a Super Bowl star who may have been involved in this drag racing crash and left the scene before he could be questioned.
The major accident on the freeway at 6700 block of North Central Expressway northbound.
Watch as the two high-end sports cars spin out of control. The crash led to a chain reaction with 4 other cars. The Corvette and Lamborghini reportedly drag racing each other end up on the side of the busy highway in Dallas, leaving a trail of destruction. Police reportedly say the Corvette was registered or leased to Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice.
There he goes. Rice has the first down, and he's out of bounds at the 40.
Rice, a rookie, played a pivotal role in the Chiefs' overtime Super Bowl victory.
The newest Super Bowl champion, the rookie Rashee Rice. Congratulations to you and your Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. It's really surreal right now. You talk about it, but to really be living it is way different.
No charges have been filed against Rice, but authorities want to talk to him. Reports say he's retained a lawyer. Video taken at the scene shows the occupants getting out of the Lamborghini and walking along the highway.
You guys all right?
Yeah, that's it.
Where are you guys heading? You guys all right?
Yeah.
You guys just gonna leave it?
The crash shut down a stretch of highway for 6 hours. 27-year-old Kayla Quinn was with her 4-year-old son when they were sideswiped.
How scary was this whole thing for you?
I could have lost my life. My son could have lost his life. He could have been seriously hurt.
She's upset that no one stayed behind to see if there were injured victims. Attorney Mike Lenahan represents a passenger in an Uber when it was T-boned.
Does your client feel lucky to be alive at this point?
Everybody on that highway is lucky to be alive.
Rice grew up in Dallas. He's a rising star whose talent was praised by his teammate Travis Kelce.
And he's tough as nails, man. I love wide receivers that are just tough dudes.
But now he's in the spotlight for something else entirely.
Rice, who broke records for all-time rookie receptions this past season, also went to college in Dallas. He was a standout at SMU. The Coast Guard is working to open a temporary channel leading to the Port of Baltimore as crews continue to remove the wreckage from that deadly cargo ship crash. The White House today said President Biden will visit the collapsed bridge on Friday. That announcement coming just after he and former President Trump celebrated Easter.
Pretty big bunny, huh?
President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill hosted a wet and windy White House Easter egg roll Monday. The president even helping a reluctant youngster get to the finish line. The Bidens spent Easter weekend at Camp David, returning with embattled son Hunter, his wife Melissa, and their little boy, Bo.
We had them all up there. We went to Mass on Saturday, and we had a great Easter egg hunt.
The Trump family also celebrated the holiday together. 6'7" Barron arrived for Easter lunch at Mar-a-Lago with his mom, Melania, and her father, Victor. The Trumps gathering at a long table in the dining room. The former president switched out of his red MAGA hat for a festive yellow MAGA hat as he greeted two of his grandchildren. His Easter Sunday message was an angry tirade targeting the prosecutors and judges in his many court cases. "Happy Easter to all," he wrote, "including those many people that I completely and totally despise." He's taking heat for posting this disturbing video on social media. An image of Joe Biden, his hands and feet hogtied as if he's been kidnapped and thrown into the back of a pickup truck.
"It is violent and disturbing.
This isn't normal. This is an assault on basic mainstream American values."
And this was inevitable. Over the weekend, SNL opened with a Trump spoof, mocking his latest commercial enterprise, selling Bibles.
"My Bible also includes some beautiful illustrations, like Moses floating down the river in the basket, and uh-oh, look out, here's Trump in the basket."
In other news today, not even extreme wealth can put a stop to what seems like an epidemic of people squatting in houses. In Beverly Hills, people who live near a mansion where they say squatters moved in are just beside themselves over what's been going on. Jim Murray has an exclusive look inside.
Hard to believe that this trash-strewn home is in exclusive Beverly Hills. The pool looks like toxic soup. The mansion has been seized by alleged squatters and is perhaps the most expensive property in the squatting epidemic afflicting America. Fran Solomon owns the house next door.
"The parties continued night after night after night, and they weren't the kind of parties that ended at 12. They were the kind of parties that started at 1 a.m. in the morning, went through the morning hours till 7, 8 o'clock in the morning."
The mansion is just across the street from where LeBron James's dream home is under construction. And the basketball great is reportedly concerned over the damage to the neighborhood. The alleged squatter says he has every right to be here, and he showed me a lease, which he says proves it. But the agent selling this multi-million dollar estate says that lease is a fake. I got exclusive access to the mansion. It's unclear how many alleged squatters are living here, but one of them is a 34-year-old actor from Italy, Morgan Gargiulo.
"Do you consider yourself a squatter?"
"I do not consider myself a squatter."
Do you have the lease? Would you be open to showing us the lease?"
"Yes, I have the lease, yeah."
"Would you be open to showing it to us?"
"No."
But later, he did agree to show me the lease that the realtor says is a fake. The place is a mess, and Gargiulo admits he and his friends turned the house into Party Central. One all-night bash drew 645 revelers and didn't end until 9 a.m.
"Was this turned into a nightclub, essentially?"
"Better than that. It's a mansion. You know, I mean, it was classier than that, I would say. I had like..."
But this was basically a party house, no?
At some point, yeah.
Here's what the house looked like inside when it was listed at $4.5 million, lavishly furnished and picture perfect. Now sheets are hanging up instead of fancy curtains. Gargiulo promises there won't be any more parties, but anyone with a vacant Beverly Hills mansion might want to watch out.
Are you planning on staying? Are you planning on moving?
I'm planning on staying for a while, but I will be moving to a much better place.
The people who live next door say they're so on edge, they have hired an armed security guard. Remember that old line about the dog ate my homework? Well, these dogs ate the car.
It's the dead of night, and two pit bulls are attacking a car. In fact, they're taking it apart. Surrounding the vehicle from both sides, the pit bulls ferociously go at the Honda, piece by piece. Fenders and other car parts fly into the driveway in Jacksonville, Florida. The owner of the SUV, Christy Barr, couldn't believe it when she saw the damage the following morning. Then she looked at her Ring surveillance footage.
On the video, you could see both of them tugging on it, and they were tugging so hard that my car moved.
It's unclear if the dogs are strays or not. The damage to the SUV, almost $3,000. So, what's got the dogs in such a frenzy? This little guy, the neighborhood cat. There's the frisky feline just before the attack. She actually hid in the engine during the ambush and escaped unharmed.
Nobody believed me until they saw it on tape. It was just bizarre. Nobody believed that dogs would do that.
That is crazy. Animal control says they are looking for the dogs. The SUV is in the shop now for repairs. Imagine going to the mall and seeing this. Shoppers scream as water leaks cause a ceiling to come crashing down not once, but twice. It happened at a mall in the Philippines where this poor guy mopping the floor did not exactly have a great day at work. On a much more serious note, the number of women being sucker punched on the streets of New York City is growing. And the woman who was hit so hard that she needed her mouth wired shut feels like she's been sucker punched again, this time by the system. As Allison Hall reports, the suspect is back out without bail.
She was sucker punched and had to have her jaw wired shut. Now she's dealing with a shocking development. The suspect who hit her has been released on no bail. Like Dulce Pichardo spoke to me through wired teeth, the result of the out-of-nowhere sucker punch.
What did you feel knowing that he's back out on the street?
That's terrible. That's terrible. I know that. How come?
You're saying how come?
Yeah, how come that can happen? Because how he make a lot of damage to me. And this could be not temporary. This could be forever.
He damaged you forever.
Yes.
The suspect, who has pled not guilty, has a history of prior arrests.
I am 100% sure this could happen again with somebody else. Maybe to me. I don't know.
You think he could do this again to somebody else or even to you again?
Exactly.
We brought together other victims of the sucker punch epidemic afflicting New Yorkers.
It is very frustrating. One of the first questions I have been asked by friends, by acquaintances, like, oh, was it provoked?
Yes, number one question.
Number one question, no.
Annika Hartyeh at first assumed her attack was a freak occurrence.
It wasn't until I started getting all of these things on my TikTok and people were sending me things like, look at this happened to another girl and another girl and another. And I was like, oh, this is a real issue.
A TikTok page keeping a running tally of the New York sucker punch epidemic now lists 44 victims. The truth will set me free. Singer and actress Colette Astell was sucker punched last year.
She punched me on this side of my head. So it was like head, ear, jaw. Like, boom, boom, boom.
She was so traumatized, she moved back to Utah.
What were the after effects?
I suffered a mild concussion, and then I had some ringing in my ear, and that actually still lingers, like, today, occasionally.
Something needs to be done.
When you take a cruise, the rules are crystal clear. A ship sets sail at a set time, and then the boarding closes before the vessel departs. Well, one group didn't get back from their excursion on time, and they were left behind on a very small island off of Africa.
They missed the boat. The cruise ship that you see way out there sailed away, stranding 8 passengers on a tiny island off the coast of Africa. Jill and Jay Campbell, who live in North Carolina, found themselves left behind on the island. They were on an excursion to tiny Sao Tome off the coast of Gabon. They did not get back to the Norwegian Dawn in time. Rob Campbell is Jay's brother.
They knew they were running late, and they called ahead and tried to communicate with the ship. And once they got there, the last tender had left.
Local authorities pitched in to help. The passengers, including an elderly woman, were loaded onto a boat that took them to meet the link up with a Norwegian Dawn. You can see it was quite an effort. But get this, the cruise ship captain still refused to let them on board.
Can you describe for me how Jay and Jill felt when they saw that cruise ship leaving the port without them?
Well, I think it was a little bit of disbelief on their part with everything they had tried in good faith to get back on the boat.
Norwegian Cruise Line says in a statement, while this is a very unfortunate situation, guests are responsible for ensuring they return to the ship at the published time, which is communicated broadly over the ship's intercom, in the daily communication, and posted just before exiting the vessel.
We've actually seen this happen before. Cruise lines generally have zero tolerance for late passengers who fail to get back on time before the ship sails away.
In this case, passengers cheer on a couple as they run to board the ship in Bermuda. They made it by seconds. Here in the Bahamas, a mom drops to her knees in anguish as she realizes she's missed the ship and her 3 kids are on board.
That's terrible. Dude, he's got to go back for them.
This woman, Julie Linkoff, was also left behind along with the Campbells, and her family is not happy with Norwegian Cruise Lines.
Norwegian should be bending over backwards to help these people, and they're absolutely ignoring them. It's almost like they're punishing them.
She suffered a fall on the island and had to be flown home to Palo Alto, California, and hospitalized.
I was completely outraged. We didn't sleep for like 48 hours.
And since the Campbells were the only ones that had a Visa card that worked on the island, they ended up putting out about $5,000 to pay for food, toiletries, and hotels for everyone who was left behind. We'll be right back.
Next, conjoined twins' secret wedding. Abby and Brittany's first dance with the groom. Plus, runaway saw. And the lucky guy it missed by seconds. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They got national attention when they appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show as children. Now, conjoined twins Abby and Brittany Hensel are all grown up, and video from Abby's secret wedding 3 years ago has just gone viral, along with a flood of social media comment, and they're responding in no uncertain terms.
We first got to know them on Oprah Winfrey's show back in 1996.
My name's Abby Hensel, and I am Brittany Hensel.
They went on to star in their own TLC reality show, Abby and Brittany, which followed the nation's best-known conjoined twins as they lived their lives with grace and dignity.
Believe me, we are totally different people.
Abby controls the right side of their body. Brittany dominates the left. They even drive.
Why are you having blinker on?
They teach fifth grade in Minnesota.
There's four eyes watching you, right?
Now Abby and Brittany Hensel have big news. They're married. Or at least Abby is. That's right. Not only do the twins share one body, they also now share a husband. He's an Army veteran and nurse named Josh Bowling. They now live very private lives and did their best to keep their 2021 wedding strictly private. But their secret came out when the video of their first dance was posted. It is now going viral.
Do you think we could lose control?
All the renewed attention is coming with a price. The usual nastiness with online trolls, which prompted Abby and Brittany to post this message.
To all the haters out there, if you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan.
They now share a home with Josh and his young daughter from a previous relationship, leaving one question on everyone's mind. Will they have kids of their own?
It's just you, me right now. It's just you, me right now.
When the babies were little, the parents opted against separation surgery because it was unlikely both sisters would survive. When we come back, the guy who just missed being hit by a runaway saw.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Talk about a close call. This guy almost got hit by a runaway saw.
A man walks into a convenience store. Seconds later, this happens. An incredibly scary-looking saw comes barreling across the parking lot, smashing into the store. The impact is so intense, the store actually shakes. And here is that oh-so-lucky guy who nearly escaped being sliced in half in Eugene, Oregon. Shane Remke is with his fiancée, Holly.
When that blade hit the building, what did it feel like?
It shook the whole building. Yeah, I mean, it was like an earthquake.
It turns out the saw broke loose from a construction site up the road.
When you walked into the store, did you turn around? Did you see the blade coming toward you?
Not at first. At first, I just saw a puff of dust. It wasn't until I actually saw the projectile. You know, I'm thinking it's going right through this door, right through me.
What a scary near miss.
And that was his lucky day. Speaking of close calls, take a look at that. An SUV flying into a gym in Dallas. Incredibly, only two people suffered injuries. They were not life-threatening. Cops are investigating. When we come back, Dad's Easter Bunny fail. Finally today, yes, Virginia, there is an Easter Bunny.
It's the Easter Bunny. These kids are delighted. She even hops like him. But then... Yep, it's only Dad.
I don't think she's happy.
At least she's still got Santa Claus. That's Inside Edition. Thanks for watching.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.